He got a big kick out of that. He says, "Well, I was gonna go help him."
Did the boys play a joke on you then, or?
No, they let us off pretty easy. I have seen them ride them on the rail and get them in the wheelbar and run them all over the place. Of course, dump the wheelbar over every once in a while.
I see. When the woman was going to have a child, how would that be described?
They were expecting.
And the woman who would help them have the baby would come and...
I don't remember whether they called them a midwife or not.
Did they ever call her a granny woman? Or?
Yes, I've heard them called a granny woman. Nearly all that I can remember had a doctor and a woman or two to help.
If the parents had a son and the son had physical features like his father, you say, well, he sure what?
Spitting image.
Or if he has character, personality like his father, you say he takes after?
Yeah, he takes after his father.
How were children referred to, as youngins or kids?
More youngins than anything else.
Youngins. Kids is something fairly recent.
Yes.
Was there a prejudice against that word, you think, or?
Well, I don't know whether it was or whether it just gradually grew out. But hardly ever heard anyone refer to children as kids.
And they, how was the process of bringing them up called? You raised them up?
Or raise them.
Raise them. And a great many, say 12, 14 children, they say, oh, she's got a whole...
house and yard full.
House and yard. Did they ever say passel?
Yeah, an enormous amount of anything as far as that goes. They had a whole passel of it.
I see. Incidentally, did you ever hear them say right smart or something?
Yeah. That's quite common through this area, even yet. One time I was in Colorado and went to the barber shop. Barber asked me if he wanted any hair cut off the top of my head, and I said, yeah, right smart. He said, now wait a minute.
I see.
He says, I've never heard that one before. I said, what do you mean? I said, oh, I forgot I'm not in Arkansas anymore.
That means a good deal, then, right?
Yes.
Or if you grew a right smart of cotton.
Had a fair good crop of it.
If you had a brother named John, you named your son John, you say, we named him?
For them.
For them.
Mm-hmm.
And a child who had, whose parents weren't married?
It was a woods coat.
Woods coat, I see. Was the word bastard ever used?
Not a great lot, huh? Not even among just the boys.
I see. The woods colt would be
an illegitimate child.
That wouldn't be a bad word then.
No.
I mean, you could joke about it.
Yes.
I see. It wouldn't hurt anybody's feelings.
Well, it might have hurt that person's feelings.
Mm-hmm. But if you were a bastard, it would be a fighting word.
Yes.
How about if a child lost both its parents?
He was an orphan.
And what would happen to him?